All right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. It's pre-recorded. This isn't actually live.
No shit, Sherlock.
In today's day and age, it is crazy. There's so much crap out there that you have to put up with on a daily basis that it literally challenges your sanity.
Those Democrats make people crazy.
Now, we've heard people like they snap, have a midlife crisis, or they just have, you know, some kind of horrible emotional mental breakdown sometime in their life. And I'm going to explain to you how this works.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
Now, on this side of the graph, now I don't have all of the categories here because I can only fit so many, but these are some of the major things people put up with while they're here on this planet. From the time you drop out of the vagina, to the time they plant your ass in the 18th hole 6 feet down, you're going to encounter most of the stuff, if not more. All right. On the bottom here, this is the age of the individual right here. And this goes for, you know, women and men as well. This is not like just a man thing. All right. Over here, we've got the bitching.
How dare you?
Depending upon how much you bitch about the problem will determine where you are on this particular graph.
Did you call me a bitch?
Now, I'm going to go through some of the reasons that I refer to as bullshit here. But you got to keep, track of the age that certain events happen. Now, if you look at this particular graph, you see the first dot here is 18. Because when you're a young kid, one, you don't know shit. You're completely at the mercy of your parents in the system, and you have to go to school and put all up with all kinds of crazy stuff. All right? You have no choice but to be tolerant in the beginning.
Well, that's depressing.
That's just the way it is. Then you get down to 21. You've probably been working for a little while or going to school. You're losing a lot of your patience, your tolerance for the bullshit, but it's still pretty high up there. All right? Then you get to 25. You just started a career, and you're realizing who is FICA and why does she get one-third of my check?
You're a greedy bitch. You know that?
You get kind of tired of that as well, plus you got to pay taxes and all that other crazy stuff. Now, the next one is 40. I made it a 15-year gap because during that 15 years, you're working your ass off. You're on your grind. You are trying to make it happen. You know, starting a business, trying to get that high-paying job, banking money, what have you. But while you're doing this, your patience for bullshit, again, is eroding. Next stop here, 45. You can see this is a very steep drop here. One of the main reasons this goes down so fast, especially between 40 and 45, is by the time you get to 45, you realize that it's all bullshit. You've focused on the wrong shit for your life, or you're realizing that people around you don't give a shit about you, and it's time to make some major life changes.
Everybody should change.
Next is 50 down here. Okay, 50 is usually that age where men have that epiphany, like, oh shit, I got maybe 20 to 30 years left on this planet. And they start making plans so they can step back and enjoy their life for a little while before they die.
I'm already dead.
And you got 55. All right. You should be approaching. Well, you should be approaching when you're going to retire for the most part. In today's day and age, 10 years, 20 years from now, that's probably not going to be an option because the way the families work and the kids are all lost and doing their crazy stuff. Most people out there are going to have to work until they die. All right, now 55 to 60 is not that much of a drop, but then you can see you got 60, 65. Now this is retirement age here. Okay, you can see here between 50 and the time you do the final eggplant or you get planted like a seed, you can see that your bullshit tolerance goes down to roughly one or two on this category.
I'm tired of this bullshit.
Now, this category, now this is stuff we all have to deal with while we're living here. Number one, I put this down here, and the important stuff is at the bottom, in my opinion. You can shuffle this however you want. But next one here, we have deception. Now, that's lying. Anything that, you know, involves deception, even omission is deception. Everyone's going to encounter this in their life. If not, at least once or twice a day. It can be done with white lies. It can be done with anything, but it's going to happen. Next is betrayal.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All the men out there who have ever been divorced and their wife filed for divorce, that is a huge betrayal. And a lot of people don't recover from that in that regard. Or if your significant other was running around behind your back, you know, things like that. They take your money, destroy your property. It's all betrayal, all right? Next, gaslighting. That's when they look you in the face and say, oh, well, that's not what I said, or that's not what I did, or there's a reason why that had to happen. They're justifying it. All right, it's called gaslighting. I absolutely hate it, and in today's day and age, it's exceedingly common. All right, next, I have incompetence and idiots. You're going to run into incompetent idiots more and more today due to the diversity hires.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. If you're hiring people based on their sex or the color of their skin, and not their actual abilities, well, you're opening up a can of whoop-ass on yourself when it comes to needing actual skilled employees that know what they're doing. All right. No gratitude. Now, this one really bothers me. And, you know, members of my own family are exceedingly guilty of this. I have been the stand-up guy. I took care of my mother. I let my sister, you know, after she got divorced, live at my house rent-free for 5 years. There was no gratitude. There was a betrayal, deception, gaslighting, the whole deal.
That's some old bullshit.
I'm going to be honest. The universe will reward you handsomely if you are grateful for what the universe has given you. If you don't have any gratitude, the universe at some point is going to send karma and take shit away from you. And it's your own goddamn fault. Have some goddamn gratitude. All right. Shit testing. I can't tell you how many women I've had to deal with over the years. At some point, you get the shit test. All right. That's just the way it is. Nowadays, I have virtually no patience for that at all. If I come across a shit test, usually it is the final nail in the coffin, and that individual is excommunicated from my life.
Don't you think you're being a little harsh?
Toxic work environment. Listen, J-O-B is not spelled F-U-N. All right? If you're one of those guys who has a job that you L-O-V-E, you are R-I-C-H. But most people don't get that. They hate their jobs. The job is toxic. You got a shitty manager. You got a shitty boss. You're not getting raises. You know, you're getting written up, what have you. All right. This is bad. And the U.S. military has this going on in spades now. I mean, think about it. You have a bunch of woman commanders who got over. They lowered the standards so they could get in command. And we actually have trans individuals commanding units out there who quite literally step on their first day of command with a mental defect. Listen, that's what it is. A delusion is a mental defect. It's just that simple. All right? Causes a huge toxic work environment. And I think the toxic environment is one of the main reasons the military is not recruiting the numbers that they need. But that's another video. Threats. Even the minor threats. You know, like, well, you know, we can always find someone else to do this job. Or, if you do this, you'll be sorry. Threats are bullshit most of the time. Sometimes, in a self-defense situation, you might need to issue some threats, but we're not talking about that here. This also adds into the toxic work environment. Next, you have narcissism.
This ought to be good.
It is impossible to deal with the youth of today without them picking out their phone and sticking their face in it. In fact, there's a competition out there, I think, between all of the young people about how many goddamn screens they can have in front of their face at one time. I mean, it just amazes me. I've seen some videos on YouTube and TikTok where the guy's got his phone out, has a laptop here, and he's looking at another TV. So there's like three screens going on because he doesn't want to miss anything. Well, I'm going to be honest here. You do that, you're missing out on everything. It's called life.
Watching on TV for a change.
Ignore. All right. I've been ignored many, many times. It happens to everyone. It is what it is. Blame and shame. This is the main piece of ammo that the feminists and these LGBTQ, what have you crowd and BLM use to get you to be silent so they continue doing their horse shit. And they're depending on the fact that you're not going to, you know, snap and you're going to keep your mouth shut. Well, those days are coming to an end. All right. We're waking up to this bullshit, and I'm helping everyone out there awaken. All right. Next, we have entitlement.
You are entitled to nothing.
This is very annoying. I'm going to be honest. When you show up here on Earth, you drop out of the vagina, you're going to owe the universe a death. That is it. And the universe doesn't, you know, give you anything. You're not entitled to food, water, shelter, just for existing. All right? Listen, everyone here needs to eat to stay alive. And most of the stuff that you eat, if not all of it, at one point was alive. Okay? So with that in mind, just remember, you're just a dude or a chick. There's nothing special about you. You still have to, you know, stuff your pie hole in the morning at lunch or at night. Or like, if you're like me, you eat that one big mangasso meal a day and you're good to go. But this entitlement, that causes a lot of problems in today's day and age. Next is disrespect. Now, I did a video years ago called Bring Back Dueling. Mainly because there's just so much goddamn disrespect out there. In earlier times when you could challenge a guy to, you know, pistols or swords at dawn, people were a lot more polite. And that's where gentlemen came from. They had to do that or they're going to be in a duel almost every single day. All right. Men became gentlemen just to get along in the cities and do what they have to do. All right. That's starting to go away now, but it is what it is. All right. Intimidation.
You don't intimidate me.
This is very common for law enforcement to do to an individual because they know there is basically a whole law library of laws between state and federal. They can literally kick your door down, find anything that on that list in your house, and you're doing, you know, anywhere from 3 to 7 years in prison. Now, that's everyone out there. You got dick pills, controlled substance, 3 years. You have, you know, say you have a script of hydrocodone and it's like 2 years old. You just keep it in the house just because, just in case you need it. Again, that's another controlled narcotic. That's 5 years. There's a lot of fine print and a lot of bullshit laws that were put in these huge budget packages that we don't even know about, but they're on the books. And it's packing our prisons.
Ain't that some bullshit?
Yeah, come here.
Hypocrisy and double standard. Our government is doing double standards to the point it is starting to, it is dividing this country. All right. It's going to wind up dividing between the big cities and everyone else. All right. In the beginning, it's going to be, you know, counties are trying to leave states. Then you're going to have seats, whole states try to leave the union. And then at a certain point, you're going to have those blue states that are controlled by one, two, or three blue cities literally get told to go fuck off and be surrounded by the conservatives that bring in their food, their water, do the trucking, everything. All right, just keep that in the back of your mind. Double standards. All right, manipulation. Women are masters at manipulation. I did a whole video on that. We'll put it in the links below. They grab the slot machine handle, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you're buying her a Cadillac. Not a good thing. All right. Now, there's probably hundreds of more examples I could go over, but I'm not going to do that. Now, on this side, we have, you see the bitching line? The bitching starts off over here. Now, because you have to deal with so much bullshit between the age of 18, you don't really bitch much. It's very low. All right. And you can see 18, very little bitching. 21, you start to get in a roll. By the time you're paying taxes and working your job, you are a quality, consistent bitcher. Got it. All right. Then we have 40, 45, 50. Now, you see where this connects here? This crosses over, and this is just the standard line here. This crosses over roughly about 46, 47 years old. All right. Now, if you look in the medical journals, especially the psychology ones, you will see a lot of people have what's called a midlife crisis between the ages of 40, 55, sometimes all the way out to 60. What's happening is you're having the bullshit, you know, line that's going down and the bitching line going up, and they're meeting. And where they intersect is where you run into all kinds of crazy problems. All right, now you'll see there's a whole bunch of lines here. This main one here is the default. Now, in the video, give a fucks, on any given day, a person is usually only capable of generating 3 give a fucks a day. One is expended on your health, one is expended on your job, and one is expended on your family. All right. And there's give a shits and give a dams in there. But we'll get that to that towards the end. All right. So this is basically, this is the default 3 give a fucks. This is your standard trajectory. And most people who have the standard 3 give a fucks, they have the mental breakdown between, you know, 45 and 50 ish right in there. All right. Now you see these other lines. All right. Now I've seen this before. Say you are working at a job or you are in an environment where 3 give a fucks just isn't going to cut it, and you have to come up with additional give a fucks. Well, it moves this line higher and higher on the bitching. For instance, this is, you know, plus 1 give a fuck, plus 2 give a fuck, plus 3 give a fuck, plus 4 give a fuck. So you have the default of 3 give a fucks. You're all the way up here. You have to, just to get by, have 7 give a fucks a day. All right. Well, let's check that out. So if you're one of those uptight individuals, you start off here already bitching up a storm. Okay. If you're doing 7 give a fucks out of the gate, you're bitching at the equivalent of a 55-year-old man.
Fuck, you're old.
All right. Just let that sink in. All right. In the military, At some points, I was actually forced to operate well above 3 give a fucks. All right. I had to borrow a whole bunch of give a shits and give a dams from fellow soldiers to help me out that I can convert into additional give a fucks. But that's just the way it goes. Now, you see here, this one intersects just on the inside of 40 years. Well, back in the day when you came in the Army at 18, you could drop your packet at 20. So at 38 years, these dudes who are, you know, having to operate on 7 give a fucks reach their bullshit saturation point right here, drop their retirement packet, go through their midlife crisis, and then do something else. It's happening right now in the military with all of the you know, vax mandates and all the other you know, LGBTQ and all the other stuff these soldiers have to do. They're being forced to give additional give a fucks they just can't produce. And it's driving people out of the service. It's just that simple. All right. Now, if you see down here, now these are, this is called the mellow line. All right. At any given point in your life, you're going to have to expend a minimum of one give a fuck. And that is for your own health. If you don't do that, you don't last that long. You don't even make it, you know, beyond 40 usually. All right. So this is, this line here is minus one give a fuck. And this one here is minus two give a fucks. So if you have mastered the famous pop meditation, which is fuck it, you actually can extend your blowout time to, I don't know, 65 years old. So if you are truly mellow, you can, the bitching line doesn't really become a problem until roughly 65-ish. That's a pretty good trade-off. I don't know. And usually people who live their lives not quite as uptight, they live longer. So, you know, it's quite possible that a dude that's in chill mode at minus two give a fucks is going to cruise along and make it to roughly 80, maybe beyond there.
Wow. That's a good run.
The bullshit saturation is where these two lines meet. You know, four give a fucks, 38, 3, 42. If you have to give a four, it's 40, and then it's and it just goes down from there. All right. Now, hopefully this helped you out so you can manage the stress in your own lives and realize it's all a game. It really is. If you track all of the shit that takes place in your life and assign number values to them, they become less intimidating. You understand them better. And then you learn to laugh at them, and laughter is the defense against the universe. Fuck it.